The mother of a young man with mental health difficulties has hit out at the PSNI, claiming they made a mockery of him on Facebook. In the early hours of Saturday morning, her son was picked up in the Bangor area naked. This led to a post on Facebook which said it wanted to share a story that gave us, the PSNI, a chuckle. The police mentioned the naked man they had picked up, who they said fell down a hole. Using the hashtags full moon, hide and streak, and keeping people decent, the police commented on this vulnerable individual. His mother, who we will call Jane, it's not her real name, is with us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Tell me what happened.
Basically, the early hours of Saturday morning, my son, who's battled with mental health difficulties from the age of 14, near 10 years now, was found down a 10-foot ditch. He's hospitalised and had to be rescued by two fire brigades. On Saturday night, the police had put up a status on Facebook, as you've just read out your hashtags, and making a mockery of him, basically. I had to fight with him for near 3 hours after being on Facebook for five.
Being a police officer isn't all car chases and catching robbers, yeah, said the police in Bangor. We can spend hours doing what seems like endless paperwork, but on that rare occasion we get a rather unusual call that gives us a chuckle. I thought we would share. And they go on.
They go on and basically said it was a deep hole. As I've just said, it was a 10-foot ditch. The doctor also told me in hospital he landed in the ice cold river. If he had been there for another hour, I wouldn't have had a son today. It's a disgrace. I think the police are here to protect my son, not publicly humiliate him on Facebook. I haven't even received a proper apology from them. I've been to the police station after getting nowhere through phone calls, through Facebook. They didn't even have the decency to reply on the last private mail because they blocked me and his brother off the Facebook page where they posted the status on.
They blocked you? The police, yep, blocked you?
Yeah, the police blocked me and his brother.
After you started to complain?
Yep. I wasn't even complaining. I was practically begging them to take the post down and explain to them my son's situation with his mental health, how it was going to make him feel. And they completely blocked me off the page.
What impact did this have on you?
Distressing. Like, we had kept this between our family, and they said they didn't name him, but Stephen, you know what public social media is like in gossip. It'll not take long for people to put two and two together who it is. And I'm worried about the effect it's going to have on my son. Do you know what I mean?
Tell me about, obviously we're not mentioning his name or anything, but tell me about him. What situation is he in?
So, from the age of 14, his best friend had committed suicide. My son has been battling with depression, social anxiety, self-harming, everything for near 10 years now. We get him back on track. We got him on to a course. He was doing well. And then, bang, he just goes back to the way he was. So he battles with this illness every day. And we battle with it too because of as part of his family. The impact this is going to have on him is a disgrace. I don't understand how they can do this to somebody.
And how did he end up? I guess I'm asking, how did he end up naked in public?
Well, I don't really want to go into the details. I don't want to share too much about him. Do you know what I mean? But I think it's just a disgrace at the police. If it had been an old person or a young girl to find like that, it wouldn't have been put on Facebook in the first place. It was just because it was a young man. They automatically assumed it was a drunken dare gone wrong, which was far from the truth. They just put stuff up on their own assumptions and didn't even look at the facts of what had happened or the background of the person that they'd found.
I'm looking here at 157. The PSNI said the post has been removed. 115, they removed it, actually. At 157, they said, not sure who posted it. There are over 50 people in the district, yep, with access to the social media accounts. It could have been any one of them. I'm sure no harm was meant by the post, but I apologise if any hurt was taken from it.
Now, there was a lot of hurt taken from it. It's like the police officer I spoke to yesterday in Newton Arts Police Station said, basically, if it's been took down, and I says, the damage is done the minute that was put on Facebook. There was over 600 likes, over 200 comments, and near 50 shares. So whether they've took it down off their page or not, it's still on the internet for people to read. My comments were took down, but people that were commenting, making a mockery of my son, were left up. The police officer that put the post up also stated on it that she would have liked to have put more hashtags on, but it was definitely a job loser.
Yeah, I see this. I wanted to put so many more hashtags, but that was a job loser. Just been told off by one of the fire brigade's finest. Yep. It's firefighters, apparently. It's a wonder he's not asleep in the station at this time, they say. It seems to be very loose language from the PSNI, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the word they kept using to me on
and
the
maybe
phone,
they're trying to keep an informal conversation with the community. I guess for those defenders of the police, they would say that they didn't go out to insult your son. They didn't go out to harm him. They've cocked up, clearly. They've cocked up.
They have. See, I don't have anything against the PSNI or Facebook, as long as it's being used properly. If it's up for missing persons, appeals, crime appeals, traffic accidents, whatever, it's not. Facebook shouldn't be used, especially by police officers. The public humiliate people, especially with mental health difficulties. And they're sitting there and they're acting comedians on it. Facebook should not be used for that. See, if there hadn't been anybody else, they could have been charged with cyberbullying, because that's what it is.
The police have said to the Noel Show in a statement they're apologising once again for the upset caused by this. They say they work hard with their partner agencies to help support those in our local communities affected by mental health issues. It's not an issue to be taken lightly. We acknowledge the distress caused on this occasion. We're making inquiries in relation to this incident. We will update the family concerned accordingly, they say.
Well, maybe they should have made inquiries according to the incident before they posted stuff on Facebook, making a mockery out of it, because it's far from it. Can't get away with it.
How's your son now?
He's over near 300 cuts on his body and covered in stitches. He had hypothermia. He's not too bad, considering, but he's disgusted that he's been made a joke out of on Facebook. He's hurt, Stephen. People are meant to be there to help him, not do that on him.
And did he fall down a hole, as they suggested, or what happened?
It was a 10-foot ditch. We can't go into the proper details on it. I don't want to... talk about my son like that, but it wasn't a hole. It was a 10-foot ditch covered in trees, bushes, rocks, and he landed in a nice cold lake. As I say, it took two fire brigades to get him out. The doctors actually told me in the hospital if it had been there another hour, I wouldn't have had a son today. Or if the girl that had seen him hadn't seen him, he'd have still been lying there because he'd have never been found. It's not a silly wee joke gone wrong, as they've made it out to be. It's far from it.
Well, listen, thank you for bringing the story to us today, and we'll stay across it with you, OK?
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.